Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 14th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 51 years ago, today, in 1973, Skylab, America's first space station and the first crewed research laboratory in space, lifted off on the last Saturn V rocket. Although the Soviet Union orbited the first experimental space station called Salyut in 1971, the larger and more complex Skylab enabled research in several areas. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 53 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:58 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:22. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 79 and wind of 9 to 16 mile per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 70. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 11 a.m. with a high tide just after 5:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be cloudy with a chance of showers and a high near 70 degrees. The chance of rain continues Wednesday night and through Friday. Thursday and Friday will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Saturday will also be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high near 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Governor Maura Healey of Massachusetts and Boston Mayor Michelle Wu are set to visit Italy and the Vatican City to participate in a climate summit and conduct business meetings. During their trip, they will engage with Italian officials and leaders from the academic and business sectors. Governor Healey is scheduled to deliver a keynote address at the Vatican Climate Summit, focusing on Massachusetts' leadership in climate tech and announcing initiatives to expand the climate workforce. Mayor Wu will discuss urban climate strategies and the role of youth in climate action. Additionally, efforts will be made to strengthen economic ties between Massachusetts and Italy, emphasizing collaboration and business opportunities. Now on to sports. Jared Goff's substantial $212 million contract extension with the Detroit Lions is a strong signal of the team's confidence in his leadership and ability to pursue a Super Bowl title. This deal, which secures Goff as the highest-paid player in franchise history, is not just a financial commitment, but also a strategic move aligning with the Lions' ambitions to solidify their quarterback position and bolster their roster for long-term success. Under Goff's guidance, the Lions achieved significant milestones last season, including reaching the NFC Championship game, showcasing his impact and justifying this lucrative renewal. The organization's investment underscores their belief in Goff's potential to lead the team to further successes and possibly secure their long-awaited championship glory. In local sports, the Boston Celtics managed to secure a crucial 109-102 victory over the Cleveland Cavs, taking a commanding 3-1 lead in their playoff series. Despite Cleveland's resilience and a strong performance from Darius Garland, who scored 30 points, the absence of key players like Donovan Mitchell significantly impacted the Cavs. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown led the scoring, combining for 60 points, ensuring Boston maintained its lead despite a few shaky moments. The game highlighted Boston's need to sharpen their play as the series progresses, particularly in handling transitions and securing the perimeter against Cleveland's aggressive three-point strategy. As the series returns to Boston for Game 5, the Celtics look poised to close it out, provided they can maintain their defensive rigor and offensive efficiency. The Red Sox at home lost to the Rays, 5-3. And tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Rays for Game 2 of 4. And the Bruins are on the road in Florida to take on the Panthers for Game 5 as they face elimination from the playoffs. In top news, Red Lobster, a popular seafood restaurant chain, is currently undergoing a massive liquidation of dozens of its locations. This development follows abrupt closures and involves the auctioning off of entire restaurant contents, including furniture, fixtures, and equipment. At least 48 locations are being liquidated through this process across 21 states. This situation unfolds amid financial struggles for Red Lobster, with reports earlier this year about potential bankruptcy considerations due to high lease and labor costs. Thai Union Group, the controlling stakeholder, is also looking to sell its share in the chain by the end of 2024. This liquidation marks a significant scale back for a brand that operated around 650 locations as recently as February. In business news, VinFast, a Vietnamese electric vehicle manufacturer, saw its stock price surge by 52% to nearly $5 a share, marking its largest single-day gain since a previous spike shortly after becoming a publicly traded company. This increase, occurring without specific news to drive it, aligns with broader trends in the EV sector and a noticeable rise in meme stock activity, which often moves independently of traditional market fundamentals. High short interest and sector momentum, including gains by other EV companies, likely contributed to this surge. Despite the recent uptick, VinFast stock remains down 46% year-to-date, reflecting ongoing challenges such as heightened competition and slowing demand in the EV market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now over 62,400. Ethereum is 2,900. And Solana is $146. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Tesla has made headlines again with a series of controversial decisions, including the massive layoff of its supercharging team, amidst a broader reduction that even affected summer interns. This move suggests a strategic shift, potentially focusing more on developing its robo-taxi services rather than expanding its supercharging network, which has been crucial for EV owners. Amidst these developments, Tesla's partnerships with Ford and GM over supercharging remain unchanged, indicating that the impact of these decisions might be more nuanced within the broader EV market landscape. In entertainment news, Steve Carell has expressed his excitement about the upcoming series, set in the Office universe, but confirmed he will not be returning as Michael Scott. At the premiere of his new movie, If, Carell shared his enthusiasm for the new show, which will revolve around a family-owned newspaper company, praising its innovative concept and the involvement of actor Domhnall Gleeson. Although he won't appear in the series, Carell is currently collaborating with John Krasinski on the film, where Krasinski serves as both writer and director. Carell highlighted Krasinski's directorial skills and expressed joy in reuniting with him professionally and personally. The new series will feature a fresh cast and is scheduled for release on Peacock, continuing the legacy of the beloved original show. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the star of the U.S. version of The Office, Steve Carell. He said, "Children are very smart in their own stupid way. A child's brain is like a sponge, and you know how smart sponges are." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.